Hi, you are listening to One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. This week's episode is a bit different. I wanted to address a topic that keeps coming up whenever I'm in social situations. People keep telling me, "Christina, you're so great. We don't understand why you are still single." So let's address the elephant in the room. Why am I still single? I have been single for most of my life. This is the way I am. I value freedom and independence. I have only had one relationship. It lasted for 3 years and it ended 6 years ago. So I've been single for 6 years. Now I'm in my mid-30s. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I know what I want and I'm not willing to put up with any BS or settle. So yes, I am so great. And I'm happy by myself, and if I'm going to be with someone, I want that person not to lower my happiness level. By no means am I rejecting the possibility of being with someone one day, but if it doesn't happen, I know I will be happy alone. That was not the case all along, though. Some years ago, after my relationship ended, I felt like I needed someone by my side because I was used to being with someone. And because everyone seemed to be in a couple, I thought that this was the only way of existing. I even started thinking that if I could not find someone, that must have meant that I was not good enough. And that thinking is so wrong. Sometimes we really have to dive deep into ourselves and find out what really makes us happy. And at the moment, I feel like a complete person and I'm not planning to actively seek dating in the next few years, at least. There's simply no room for that in my life right now. I feel like we spend so much time and energy thinking about our romantic partnerships. I see some of my friends with lots of relationship problems. They keep asking me for advice, and I keep saying that they can ask me whatever they want about investing and personal finance, but they should not ask me about their relationships. I bet they would not ask a homeless person about how to find a home, so I don't get why they ask me about their relationships. I have no idea about that. My area of expertise is how to be happily single. I can tell them about that, but they usually don't want to hear it. Also, my single friends seem to dedicate so much energy to their romantic pursuits. I used to be like that as well. Now, I choose to dedicate that time and that energy to pursuing something much more meaningful and fulfilling. I also see tons of misconceptions about singlehood. One of them is that single people are unhappy or lonely all the time. In reality, many single people lead very fulfilling lives, surrounded by a strong support network of friends and family. Personally, I really enjoy the freedom and independence that comes with being single. Another misconception is that single people are desperate to find a partner. I have to laugh here because sometimes when someone finds out that I'm single, they try to pair me up with another one of their single friends. And usually, the only two things in common between that bloke and me is that we're both single and we're both alive. Although it is true that some single individuals may actively be looking for a romantic relationship, many others are happy with being single and are not searching for a partner. They may prioritize personal growth, their career, or other interests and activities. Not everyone feels the need to be in a relationship. Also, if you think that there's something wrong with you for being single, stop thinking that right now. People choose to be single for different reasons, such as personal fulfillment, pursuing your goals, self-development, or simply not yet finding the right partner. Being single does not imply that you're not desired or that you are unworthy. Personally, I think I function really well when I'm single and not dating. I'm able to dedicate time to my hobbies, concentrate on my goals, and diversify by sharing my time with people who are important to me. When we are coupled up, sometimes the person we spend most of our time with is our partner, and we neglect the other people in our lives. Also, sometimes our partners take too much of our headspace and we miss out on other things in life. I think that some people are solo at heart, and I consider myself one of them. I know I will be happy if I continue being single. It would also be okay for me if I met someone organically, but I'm not willing to force a situation and waste my time online dating. I've tried that already and it hasn't worked for me. Do I feel lonely sometimes? Well, not really. I live in London and there are so many things to do here that, if I'm honest, I struggle to get some me time most of the time. And what about children? In all honesty, I don't want to have children. Motherhood is not for everyone. More and more people decide to be child-free every year, and I'm joining their ranks. There are many reasons why people choose to be child-free. One of the main arguments is that being child-free allows you to focus on your own goals and aspirations. You can prioritize your career, you can travel, pursue hobbies, and maintain your independence. Being child-free also allows you to have more financial freedom because you don't have to bear the financial burden of raising children. If you decide to have children and you feel that it is for you, that's amazing. But if you decide not to have them, your choice should also be respected. So, just a word for people trying to fix my life because they think that I'm not happy single. I know you mean well, but I am where I want to be at the moment, and I can assure you that I'm perfectly happy. And if I'm no longer happy, I will change something, but there's no need for that now. I hope that you have enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to One Step Wealthier Podcast. I'll speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Do not forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. I hope that you have a wonderful day.